Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, a startling statistic in the Irish Independent this morning tells us that 1 in 10 bowel cancer cases here now occur in people who are under the age of 50. April is Bowel Cancer Awareness Month, and a new campaign has been launched by the Marie Keating Foundation to make people more aware of the signs and symptoms of the disease. But joining me on the phone to tease all of this out is Professor Humphrey O'Connor, consultant gastroenterologist. Humphrey, good morning. Thank you very much for joining us on this this morning.
So delighted.
We're told that bowel cancer in those who are under 50 has doubled in the years 1994 to 2019. How concerned are you by those figures?
The first thing is that it is a real issue. There's no doubt that if you look at the trends in bowel cancer over the past three decades, the late onset or bowel cancer over the age of 50 is reducing, particularly in the United States, probably from aggressive screening, etc., whereas the curve for early onset bowel cancer is increasing. And any of us who've had a career doing gastroenterology and colonoscopy has met this, particularly in the past 10, 20 years, but not before that. Mm-hmm. So it's a real issue, Claire.
So what we all want to know now, Humphrey, listening to you say that, is what is going on? What is happening to cause that effect?
It's difficult to know quite what's going on, but what you would say, Claire, when it comes to a disorder or condition that's changing rapidly, it almost always means that it is environmental factors, not genetic factors, that are driving the change. And when it comes to environmental factors, to some extent, it appears that westernization of lifestyle and diet, if you look at recent studies on the subject, certainly metabolic syndrome, consumption of sugar-sweetened beverages, excess intake of red and processed meats, that westernization in that kind of way, obesity and prolonged sedentary behavior, mm-hmm. they seem to be the factors. They're common to all bowel cancer, but they're associated with early onset bowel cancer. It's not to say it's cause and effect, but we're talking about environmental factors there, mm-hmm. largely, rather than genetic ones.
And that's how we live, what we eat, what we drink, and what we do and don't do.
And you have to take it right back to childhood and to begin to understand why in these decades that we're seeing the arrival of early onset bowel cancer.
And then when you are talking about symptoms, particularly with early onset bowel cancer, Humphrey, what should people be looking out for, or what do people who have early onset bowel cancer experience?
One of the curious things about early onset bowel cancer, Claire, is its predilection to occur low down on the left-hand side of the bowel, over to where your left side is, low down, causing lower abdominal pain and bleeding. So, many of us get abdominal pain, and the commonest cause of abdominal pain, is, as we spoke recently, is irritable bowel syndrome. Mm. But what you have to watch out for would be abdominal pain, bleeding, anemia, weight loss. They're the sort of symptoms that should trigger your attendance to your general practitioner and look for investigation, particularly having a colonoscopy done. Yeah. I wouldn't wish to cause alarm, but I mean the symptoms that make people take note are those. They're not different in late onset, but if they occur in those younger age groups, that's certainly a reason to take note and investigate.
And if you have those symptoms, and if it is discovered that you've early onset bowel cancer, is it an aggressive form of cancer in younger people?
Well, some of the peculiarities in it, Claire, is that apart from this tendency to be down the left-hand side of the bowel, the cancer itself may be biologically different in that it has features that suggest it's more aggressive and is more likely, unfortunately, to present with metastatic disease. In other words, that the cancer has become progressive locally and might also have spread to other organs. And that's a very upsetting thing to say, because it automatically changes the approach to treatment and also the ultimate outlook for patients.
So very clearly you're saying that no matter what age you are, if you have that lower pain on the left-hand side accompanied by rectal bleeding, you need to go to your GP.
That is correct. I think, come back to the site of pain, I wouldn't focus completely on low left-side abdominal pain, just because other sites in the colon also can harbour bowel cancer. But if there's a short history, unexpectedly, of recurring abdominal pain, and those other bleeding, blood is a key thing, and anemia, weight loss. These are, they're, if you like, alarm symptoms. When we spoke about irritable bowel syndrome recently,
yes,
irritable bowel syndrome is recurring abdominal pain with bloating, distension, and wind and noise going on for at least 6 months. That's not recent onset. I'm talking much less than 6 months, and it's unexpected in somebody who's never had those symptoms before. The late presentation of the tumour, you might say, well, why? Is it because it's aggressive, or are patients ignoring their symptoms, or are doctors not listening and saying, go off and have a colonoscopy done? I mean, we don't want to be doing colonoscopies all over the place in younger people, because the vast majority of younger people will not have an abnormality. But, I mean, when it comes to those key symptoms, Claire, that's what should trigger a response.
And Humphrey, how unusual was it for you in practice to treat a patient for bowel cancer who was under the age of 50?
It would still be unusual, Claire. But, I mean, say if you were to take the last 10 years, did I see more of it in that 10 years? I did. Having practiced 80s, 90s, 2000s and so on, the younger bowel cancers that occurred in those earlier decades mostly had a strong family history. In other words, a family that genetically they knew they had a genetic abnormality that predisposed them to bowel cancer. That's a syndrome called Lynch syndrome, L-Y-N-C-H. But this recent increase it surpasses anything to do with Lynch syndrome or anything else. I mean, it's occurring in people who have no genetic or apparent genetic predisposition.
Mm-hmm.
So it's real. We didn't get, when we spoke about IBS recently, it was one of the items I wanted to speak about briefly, but not to cause alarm. It is watch out for the symptoms is the key message.
Yeah,
really.
But I'm sure it was difficult as a clinician to deal with people who were facing such a difficult journey dealing themselves with this diagnosis.
I think it is for those, you actually remember the patients. You don't remember all your patients, but you do remember. And I have to say also, is women more than men, but please don't take that as absolute fact, because when you look at papers on the subject, it's men and women, but I've seen women more than men personally in that setting. And it is, because you're starting out, if you're to take bowel cancer diagnosed in 50s and 60s, usually you pick up a tumour that has not spread, is somewhere else in the bowel, and the chances of surgical treatment, survival, etc., seem much more optimistic. Whereas when you are presented with a young person with extensive disease in that setting, presenting de novo in that way, well, that is very upsetting, and you won't forget that, likely, Claire.
No, and just there's a message for us all, because you mentioned the environmental factors, so the food, the drink, the exercise, and so on. Does fibre have a role to play, Humphrey, in this, or intake of fibre?
Not directly, but the Western diet would, by its nature, Claire, be lacking in the Western pattern diet would be lacking in fibre. Its fibre content would be far less than what would be consumed in rural Africa or something like that. And it's interesting, when it comes to westernisation of diet and lifestyle, that countries where early onset bowel cancer was a rare and absolute rarity are now catching up with the developed world in terms of the numbers they're seeing. So it is not going to go away, and it takes us back to the advice that is hammered home all the time in relation to what we eat as children, what we eat as teenagers, and so on.
Mm-hmm. I have a message here from somebody who says, my partner's going through cancer treatment for bowel cancer. He had no symptoms, mm-hmm. and it was caught when he did the bowel screening test. He'd absolutely no pain, no discomfort or blood. So the bowel screening is working, but should we be screening younger people now that we have this information, Humphrey?
Recently, the American Cancer Society changed their screening advice for average population less than over 45. It was 50 in the United States. It's now 45. So that's reducing the age for screening is in response to this.
Mm-hmm.
We're way above that, Claire, in terms of bowel screen, and we're nowhere near 45 as an age cutoff. But I think this what's happening at the moment will change things in terms of the threshold for testing, the threshold for investigation, and so on. Yeah. The difficulty with screening has to do with numbers, cost, and numbers of colonoscopies, etc., that would need to be done, and the cost effectiveness of doing that. But early onset bowel cancer is not just the absolute rarity it was. It's there and appears to be increasing.
All right. Humphrey, thank you very much for explaining that to us. Professor Humphrey O'Connor there, and a sobering message about processed foods, the Western diet, and in particular, as Humphrey said early on in that conversation, what we eat in our childhood, which is a good reminder of what we're serving our crew at home. All right, we'll take a break. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.